Dreamscape presents A Winter's Promise by Christelle Dabo, narrated by Emma Fenney. Fragment. In the beginning, we were as one. But God felt we couldn't satisfy him like that. So God set about dividing us. God had great fun with us. Then God tired of us and forgot us. God could be so cruel in his indifference, he horrified me. God knew how to show his gentle side, too, and I loved him as I've loved no one else. I think we could have all lived happily, in a way, God, me and the others, if it weren't for that accursed book. It disgusted me. I knew what bound me to it in the most sickening of ways, but the horror of that particular knowledge came later, much later. I didn't understand straight away. I was too ignorant. I loved God, yes, but I despised that book, which he'd open at the drop of a hat. As for God, he relished it. When God was happy, he wrote. When God was furious, he wrote. And one day, when God was in a really bad mood, he did something enormously stupid. God smashed the world to pieces. Part 1. The Promise. The Archivist. It's often said of old buildings that they have a soul. On Anima, the Ark where objects come to life, old buildings tend mostly to become appallingly bad-tempered. The Family Archives building, for example, was forever in a foul mood. It spent its days cracking, creaking, dripping and puffing to express its disgruntlement. It didn't like the drafts that made doors left ajar slam in the summer. It didn't like the rains that clogged up its gutter in the autumn. It didn't like the damp that seeped into its walls in winter. It didn't like the weeds that returned to invade its courtyard every spring. But above all, the archives building didn't like visitors who didn't stick to the opening hours. And that's doubtless why, in the early hours of that September morning, the building was cracking, creaking, dripping, and puffing even more than usual. It sensed someone arriving when it was still far too early to consult the archives.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?